Paul Dickoff is with me. Congratulations on the win, but be honest, do you feel slightly fortunate to be leaving with the full 3 points tonight?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, there's no doubt, especially first half Wednesday with a better team. You know, we're disappointed going in at half time with our performance with them without the ball. There was a few choice words said. We changed things around a little bit, as in system wise, and I thought we were a lot better, we're a lot more compact with them without the ball second half. We knew coming here, with the good players that they've got, that we would be getting put under a lot of pressure, and especially from set pieces. And I thought our back five especially dealt with that magnificent.
Do you allow first half in particular McPhail to get on the ball too often and run the game?
We didn't really get started. You know, whether that's because it was a poor performance for us, and I'd like to think you've got to give Sheffield Wednesday a bit of credit for that as well, you know, because they were on the front foot. They passed the ball better than us, and they worked harder off the ball better than us. You know, I'll take a little bit of the blame, maybe with the system that I went with, which was a lot more attacking. But we want to be positive and try and win games. But as I said, we changed it around at half-time. Over a lot better second half.
Yeah, because the system change for me was key, really, because when you did change it, suddenly you were back to your old selves, weren't you?
Yeah, we were. You know, we're more compact without it for a start. We stopped Wednesday playing. And when we did get the ball, we kept it better. You know, we gave it away far too cheaply in the first half, which put ourselves under pressure. And because we kept the ball better, I always felt, regardless of the pressure that we were getting put under at times, I felt that we could break and score.
That said, you've got to be pleased with the way that your players put their bodies on the line, because there were some important blocks in there at times, weren't there?
They're top class as a group. I keep going on about it. The attitude and desire of them, not just to start an 11, you know, with the subs that came on today really contributed well, when it would have been easy for them to spit their dummy out because they weren't in the team. We've got players that weren't in the 18 who were here supporting the players. You know, that there's a fantastic togetherness amongst the squad, and I think we've seen that today. You know, in derby games, when you're not playing well, we need a lot of grit and determination, and we got that today.
We've got your goal scorer sat in the same room as us. We're going to be talking to him in a moment, Federico Makeda, but 3-2 for him now.
I thought he was awful today. he's a top kid with a top attitude who we think is going to be a top player. You know, he's at a young age and he's got everything going for him. And the one thing he loves getting in the box. You know, in a day and age where I feel that too many strikers want to look good outside the box, Kiko gets himself in there. As much as I'm having a top attitude, he's got a lot of belief in his own ability. You know, he had two chances last week and scored two goals. He's had one chance today and scored, and that's what you get.
Is there work to be done with him, though? Clearly, he's still at a young age. What more do you think can you get out of him?
He wants to learn, and he wants to be better, and he wants to play in games. And I think we'll find that the more games he plays with them, but with his teammates, or with the club, and the better he'll get, you know. And we've seen glimpses already of what a talent he is. And as you rightly stated, he's young. He's 22. But there's a lot of 22-year-olds who have played first-team football who think they've made it. The kid doesn't. He wants to learn and better himself all the time, which is credit to him.
No Wabara. He's got an injury, I gather. How serious is that?
He's struggling a little bit, Reece. You know, he might have a chance for Tuesday. He picked it up in Watford in the Watford game, and had spoke about how much he wanted to play last Saturday, and he got through 60-70 minutes and he wasn't quite right. But I've got to say, you know, a big well done to Paul Quinn. You know, he started the first game of the season, and Reece came in and he'd been left out since then. Keep talking about attitude, I know, but he's got his head down, got on with it, and to come in and handle the pressure that we're put under today is fantastic for Paul.
And Forrester, another blow this week. You just cannot get this lad fit, can you?
Not at the minute, you know, but we're confident when we do, it'll be right. He's probably a victim of his own eagerness to get back fit again. You know, he was chomping at the bit, and he picked up a little niggle that they thought he could get through and didn't necessarily tell us about, that's turned into a little tear. I know people are talking about 4 to 6 weeks, but we're hopefully we'll be back a bit sooner.
And your first away win of the season, something to be said about that. I mean, obviously after the Charlton debacle.
Yeah, it is.
How pleasing is it to finally get it?
Yeah, we're delighted. I think I said to you earlier on the week, it'll be nice to not play as well and maybe pick up the 3 points. But delighted especially for the fans. You know, they've travelled all the way down to Watford on a Tuesday night and seen us not pick up a point when we should have done. They've travelled all the way down to Charlton, not seen us pick up any points. They've went to Wigan and stuck by us. I mean, possibly they should have had three and only get 1 point. So they 3 points today for them because they were fantastic.
Clean sheet too.
And a clean sheet.
You'll love that.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to win games with the players we've got in our team, like Kiko and Chris Brown and Theo Robinson, you'll create chances. So getting a clean sheet is top.